Communications Network.
And online at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Technical difficulties. 800-259-9231. Hey, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of stuff to talk to you about, but if you want to take control of the airways, if you want to hijack this radio show, you can do it and bring up everything from the personal to the political. Whatever's on your mind goes. And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives section there, the last 6 days' worth of the show. So if you missed a moment, you can always go get it for free at freetalklive.com. And as you scroll down through the archives, you'll see we have various different links to places that you can vote for Free Talk Live, including podcastpickle.com and podtower.com. And just yesterday, over at podcastalley.com, they reset the voting for the month of May. And we are pushing hard to be number one.
In fact, I saw we were at number two earlier today.
We were at number one voted yesterday. We were like switching between number two and number one. We're in it is a fight for number one right now. We need your help. So if you're listening to the show, if you're online, go to freetalklive.com and click on that Podcast Alley banner.
It says, we really need your help on this
FTL. Yeah, we could definitely use your help. So you dial in, we'll talk to you. 800-259-9231. And don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call. Toll free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Now, if you're on the phones and we start the show, we go to your call. So let's go to Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Hello, Jim.
Hello. How are you doing?
Excellent. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Now, for those of you out there who are listening that aren't familiar with who Jim Babka is, what is...
Wait, I know.
Oh. Huh?
I know.
What?
Well, Jim Babka was the... wasn't he the campaign... leader for Harry Brown's campaign in 2000 and in 96, and he's in charge of DownsizedDC.com, right? How'd I do?
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. I wasn't on the 96 campaign. Oh. I was press secretary in 2000, and I am the president of Downsized DC Foundation and DownsizedDC.org.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you call the show.
Now, we've been playing Downsized DC radio spots on Free Talk Live for, I would say, well over a year now. And this is actually the first time that we've actually had you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're here, why don't you explain what DownsizedDC.org is?
Well, DownsizedDC.org operates under the principle that big government hurts, but liberty works. And what we're looking to do on every action all the time is to reduce the size of government. The way that we do that is we give people an opportunity to come to our website on the issues that we're focusing on at the time. And we give them a system, it's a proprietary system that allows them to register and find out who their representatives and senators are. And then they're able to communicate directly with that representative and senators with a personalized message that includes their contact information so that the congressional office knows they're hearing from a constituent.
You know, it's a really, really slick website, and the way it works is you go to downsizedDC.org and you sign up. You create an account. Of course, it's free, and you put in, you know, you put in all your address information because you're going to be using this at several different points in the future. Instead of the way it used to be, is if, like, with the Libertarian Party or with some other organization, they'd send out an action alert, and you might be able to go to a website, and you'd have to put in all your information, and then eventually you'd get to send out an email to your representatives. At downsizedDC.org, you put in your info one time, and then every time you come back to the site to do something else, and there have been a variety of different action items, I guess, that you have sent out over the last couple of years, You just go and you log in, and they've got all your info saved there, so it's really, it's quick. So if there's something something new, something that we need to activate on as Liberty activists, it's just a matter of logging into your account, and then you can customize the message that you're sending to each of your representatives if you'd like. Otherwise, you can just click send, and it really takes a lot of the time out of the activism process. And I think it makes it easier for your average person to become more of an activist, because that's really probably the biggest complaint that people have with activism is that, well, I don't have time. I don't have time to call my representatives. I mean, doesn't this help people make it easier, Jim?
I believe it does. And, you know, the other thing that our system does is that it now has once you've participated in one of our campaigns, you've kind of raised your hand, and we know who you are, and we can begin communicating with you on our email list, letting you know about the progress of the campaign that you were interested in or other campaigns as they come up. So you can continue to find out what's going on at Downsize DC. And after every campaign, we emerge bigger, regardless of the outcome of that campaign. At the end of it, we're bigger than we were before we started it. So we're taking an increasingly larger and larger force and bringing it up to bear against issue after issue.
It is an exciting, I think, opportunity. And there's a difference. Actually, there's downsizedc.org, and there's also downsizedc.com.
Yes, downsizedc.com is in is under construction right now. We're working on putting together a brand new site. This will be the side of the site or side of the project that will demonstrate that Liberty works. We want to show we're using some of the blog technology that's available and our proprietary lobbying system. We want to bring these together to do two things. Number one, show people issue after issue how it's solved on the private level, how inventors and entrepreneurs, how charities, churches, and private organizations are addressing problems from poverty to environmentalism to healthcare issues without a dime of government money, just demonstrating over and over again that Liberty works. And then we want to give people an opportunity to use our lobbying mechanism to contact the media and let them know, say, hey, wait a minute, how come we're always hearing about the Democrats and the Republicans' view on things? Why aren't we hearing about the entrepreneurs' view or the inventors' view or the charities' view? Why aren't we hearing about all these wonderful things that are happening? It didn't require any politician to get up and grandstand or any bureaucrat to meddle in order to make it happen.
I think that's a really cool concept, and you did mention that it's kind of in the testing phase. You haven't even officially launched DownsizedDC.com.
No, we're a tad behind schedule on that one, I'm sad to say, and we're a growing organization. A lot of our effort lately has been focused on DownsizedDC.org and trying to just make this system work as much as we possibly can.
But I love the idea that you're going to have one site that's dedicated to lobbying Congress people, and you're going to have another site that's dedicated to lobbying the media for pro-freedom ideas. So really, it's like a 1-2 punch, and I think it's a knockout idea, personally.
Thank you. As I said, our goal after each one of these things is to be a little bit bigger than we were before, because one of the things that we've come to recognize, contrary to what divorce lawyers might tell you, familiarity breeds esteem. And we want to try to get people so familiar with the ideas of downsizing D.C., so familiar with the ideas of a small government, or as many people prefer to say, a libertarian-style government, so familiar with that idea that it doesn't seem so strange anymore. And so in order to do that, we believe that we need to be able to begin doing more and more advertising, more and more outreach. And the bigger the army that we have to do that, the more people that are participating, then the more funds we're going to be able to raise to kind of do that outreach and make our ideas so common, so everywhere, every day, that no one can miss them.
That's why I'm proud, you know, to have Free Talk Live being basically a partner, I think, with DownsizedDC.org. And Jim, can you hang on, because we got some more questions for you. We definitely want to talk about what your newest campaign is, and I believe that is Read the Bills.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. If you can hang on, 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a question for Jim Babka of DownsizedDC.org. I know my co-hosts here have been sitting here absorbing all this.
I want to know about Read the Bills. I've been waiting so long to hear about this.
All right, so we're going to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. And again, your calls at 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control toll-free and bring up anything you want. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. Again, 800-259-9231. Right now we've got our friend Jim Babka on the line. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, one of our favorite websites out there, one of our favorite organizations. And the short version of what DownsizedDC.org does is it allows people to lobby their representatives, their congressional and senatorial representatives, in order to make them aware that Americans still want to be free. We still want to have our representatives take pro-liberty positions. And basically, the email system that DownsizedDC.org has kind of
it's probably the most effective way to get in touch with your representatives, because you sent out an email recently, Jim Babka, that said apparently mail going into Washington, D.C., or I guess specifically the Capitol building, is held up for a three-week delay. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're doing anthrax testing on it. They test if it's a package to make sure that there's no explosive devices in it. And so that delays the process of getting a letter into them.
Right.
And our system does something really unique. What I keep emphasizing the fact that it's proprietary, and the reason I do that is because our system actually goes to the congressional web forms that you find on their site and fills in all the blanks on each set of forms, both the representative and both the senators, simultaneously for you.
Wow.
So it gives it the effect of sending three very personalized messages. If they're not just simply emails, they're not written off as spam.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's excellent. So one of the issues, the newest issues that DownsizeDC.org is addressing, I think that your newest one is Read the Bills. Is that correct?
Well, Read the Bills is going to be coming up this month. We're going to be doing an alert here probably tomorrow morning, I'm hoping. We're getting the stuff placed up on the web hopefully tonight.
Great.
There is on regarding the Real ID Act. If you've been following this, Nancy, you know that the House passed a law called the Real ID Act, which essentially is going to give them the ability to set up a national ID card that you'll need to be able to drive a car, get on a plane, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And,
pretty soon you'll need it to do every financial transaction.
Every financial transaction, buy a gun, buy cigarettes. I mean, you know, it's pretty scary, because if they make a bureaucratic mistake and you can't get your ID, you're essentially turned into a non-person. Well, this was passed under the guise of immigration reform or immigration restraint. There actually was a congressman, a Republican congressman named Roy Blunt, that stood up on the House floor during the debate over this bill and said that ID cards, driver's licenses, were weapons of mass destruction because several of the terrorists apparently had fake IDs. And so we all know that the government solves this problem. As soon as they make a national ID card, there'll be no more fake IDs, no more forgery.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That'll solve the problem. Well, the Senate was not very keen on this bill and wouldn't go along with it. So the House did some log rolling on this recent $81 billion appropriation bill, where they were going to fund emergency appropriations in Iraq and tsunami relief and so forth. They rolled this into the bill because they couldn't get the Senate to pass it on its face, and the Senate ended up stripping it out and saying, no, we don't want this in the bill. But now they're in conference, and the president has weighed in and has said, I want that ID provision. And so there's a very good chance it's going to end up in conference, and probably tomorrow we're going to be alerting people to begin calling the senators on the conference committee and begin sending messages in once again saying, no, no, stick to your guns, Senate,
right,
and don't pass this Real ID Act.
Wow. Well, we're glad that that you're out there definitely keeping on top of this. So somebody who wants to be a part of that tomorrow when you send out that action alert, all they have to do is go to DownsizeDC.org, and then on there's a way to actually sign up, correct?
Yes, they can go ahead and they can fill out just their basic contact information, their name, their address, their phone number. The system uses the zip code +4 to tell who your representative is, and the state information and address information you provide to determine who your senators are. It tells you who those people are, and once you're registered there, as you indicated to your listeners earlier, they can come back and use the system over and over and over again for this, for Read the Bills, or for whatever else we're going to be doing.
So now, can you give us a breakdown of Read the Bills?
Because yes, I'd love
itching
to
hear this.
I'd love to. Read the Bills is our signature campaign for this year, and I would imagine probably for next year as well. It's going to take some time to get this done. We're starting from scratch. We start off by hiring two very competent attorneys who have drafted laws in the past, who believe in small government, and they helped us to write up a law that we call the Read the Bills Act of 2005. And Read the Bills requires basically three things. Number one, that the congressmen and senators have to sit through a reading of the bill, or they have to sign an affidavit stating that they have read every word of the bill,
okay,
start to finish.
Uh-huh.
Number two, that they have a...
That they personally, not an aide or some other...
Correct. Party. They can't pass this off. They can't waive it with any kind of parliamentary procedure. And if an old bill comes up, an old law from the past comes up that's under sunset provision, before it can be renewed, it has to be read as well. We're actually hoping that results in reducing the size of government along the way.
Yeah, it ought to throw a monkey wrench in the whole system.
That's
the most
exactly
powerful part of this thing is the sunset clause thing, I think. I love that.
and that's the whole point. I mean, we really do want to throw a monkey wrench in the speed at which government is growing. We want to slow it way down and, where possible, reverse it. large bills get passed, and if they have to read the entire thing, we think that the automatic reaction is going to be that they're going to trim the size of the bills that they're passing.
To mention the fact that they slide so many different provisions that have nothing to do with these laws in on these laws, and most of the lawmakers don't even know what they're voting on.
Exactly.
It's the Patriot Act. Tax. Well, we love fair things.
Right. The Patriot Act was voted on before they actually had a printed copy of it. the last omnibus budget bill was was passed. They didn't have a final copy of that. Intelligence Reorganization Act that was passed last fall, where they were creating the Office of an Intelligence Czar and is spending an additional $14 billion worth of money, that was passed. And there were only two copies of it, of that bill, made available before the vote, each of them more than 3,000 pages long, one for the House, one for the Republican leadership, one for the Democratic leadership.
A 3,000-page bill at 8.5 by 11, that's going to take a while for one individual.
That's about twice the size of War and Peace, isn't it? That's two War and Pieces?
I think basically you're looking at, like 10 books there. You know, how many people can... I think what they're asking us all to believe, gentlemen, is that they are all Evelyn Wood speed reader graduates.
Right. These are people that have all kinds of... They can't even balance their own credit card bills. I can't imagine that they would be able to speed read.
Well, just in case they keep an even closer eye on them, our second provision of the Read the Bills Act is that they have to give 7 days' notice after that reading of when they are actually going to vote. And this will allow the blogosphere, talk radio shows like your wonderful show, and downsizeddc.org and other entities to digest the legislation and inform their supporters. And even the public itself could sit and read the legislation and find out what's going on. Hopefully the bills will be much shorter.
That way they can't just slip a bill in and vote on it. There's a 7-day, basically, a waiting period.
Right, a waiting period. Can you imagine? That's such a novel thing. You know, we can't be trusted with a gun without a waiting period. We don't think Congress can be trusted with legislation without
far
a waiting period.
Far more dangerous. It is far more dangerous.
And the very cool part about the Read the Bills idea is... it's hopefully going to get some bipartisan support, because you would think that the Republicans would want the Democrats to read their bills, and wouldn't the Democrats want the Republicans to read their bills as well? So I guess
there's going to be a great deal of resistance to them to wanting to pass this bill, because it's going to change the way they do business. I think there's two groups of people who are going to be opposed to this bill. One are the people who are in Congress, and that's how they do their business right now. And the other is the lobbyists. I think both those are going to feel that they've had a monkey wrench thrown in the works.
Well, if they get enough signatures, if there's enough downsizers out there forwarding emails to and contacting their representatives, we might actually make this happen. Jim Babka, thank you so much.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.
Being on the line with us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. And don't forget, everybody, to go to downsizeddc.org, sign up, and get on his email list, because it's fantastic. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mom and wow have more than apple pie in common. They're the same spell forward and backward. There's another word that spells highway danger no matter how you slice it. When I come back, I'll tell you. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Call it by its first name, Ethel, or its last name, alcohol, driving while you're drinking it poses the same dangers. Loss of license, consciousness, and life. For you teenagers, did you know your number one killer is drunk driving? 4,000 of you lost your lives last year, and another 85,000 of you were injured. So make your mom say, wow. Make sure you're around for apple pie this Mother's Day. Let your one for the road be one non-drinking designated driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. Just got off the phone with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, and always nice to hear from Jim. Actually, first time we've ever heard from Jim on this show, which is cool. And he actually gave us a little bit of help this weekend.
How's
with
that?
Our voting scenario, situation that we have here with PodcastAlley.com, where right now we're sitting at number two, and we're 4 votes away from being number one.
4 votes.
Yeah.
So if you're
4
listening to this, vote.
People.
Vote.
4 people listening to this broadcast. If they voted, we'd be number 5. Mm. We'd be 5 people.
PodcastAlley.com. Click on us. Click vote.
10 and people would be good, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'd stop begging for votes during the show.
We're going to stop, I mean, right now. But I just wanted to thank Jim for throwing that out there to the Downsize DC membership, basically, mm-hmm. which is great because it helps us get exposed to more liberty lovers who
right.
then hopefully will turn over and tell some of their friends about the show, because you know, we definitely want to get this program out to as many markets as possible, and you're part of that. And we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with our newest Shriner and our newest, I guess you could say, fake Shriner. She's been outed already as being a fake.
Yeah.
We put her up there for a vote, and of course everybody's voting that she's fake, and then somebody eventually found the original photograph that someone else had doctored. But you should check out the Shrine of Female Listeners because there are a lot of real women in there who have sent us their photo because they listen to the show, and because, well, we're proud that they listen, and we want to show them off. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can check out the Shrine as well. I know, Johnson, you wanted to rake us over the coals on a particular issue here, but I have a short story from over the weekend that I had to share. Personal life experience. So I actually got out of the house and had a life experience that was worthy of mentioning.
Did you learn that rice goes with your Chinese food?
No, I know that one now already. we went out to eat. It was my fiance's birthday yesterday, and we went out with her parents to a restaurant here in the Tampa Bay area. And there was going to be a party of 10. It was going to be her parents and her sister and her sister's fiancé, family, etc. And this particular restaurant apparently wasn't really set up to have that size of a topper. They had a large round table that maybe would seat 8 at most. So I would say 7 to 8 could sit at this round table.
Okay.
And there was another round table as well. And, of course, there were rectangular tables all throughout the restaurant. And, well, we were trying to figure out what to do. We're going to have 10 people. There's not enough seats.
So you get 4 of the regular rectangle, or 2 of the regular rectangle ones, and then 1 2 topper, and you slide them all together, and bam, you got a long table for 10.
Well, that was what my suggestion was. I said, well, could we slide one of these rectangular tables over here? Because the rectangular tables were like 4 topper tables.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been perfect. Just kind of got the round table and then the rectangular table on the end of it, if you can imagine that.
Yeah.
And the person, the hostess, said, oh, that's against fire code. And I said, it's against fire code to put one table up against the other? Because I've seen this done plenty of times in my eating out at other restaurant career. And she says, yes. But she clarified. I asked her for some clarification because I said, well, this has been done before. Oh, well, you can put rectangular tables together, but apparently it's against the fire regulations
in this particular area of Tampa Bay to put a round table right next to touching a rectangular square table.
Hmm.
I could not believe what I was hearing.
I can.
It was amazing to me that it was legal to put rectangular tables together, legal to put round tables together, but to have two different shapes touching, for some reason, that's a violation of fire ordinance.
That does seem crazy.
Who knows?
Yeah, so that was...
Did you actually verify that, or...?
I don't really care that much. I mean, it was what the hostess said.
Yeah.
Expertise enough, as far as I'm concerned. It was just bizarre.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, all right, what did you want to rake us over the coals about, John?
All right. Well, I want to talk about the debtor's prison thing. And
okay.
I've got, what I'd like to start with, if I could, I'd like to start with a little bit of history on the whole debtor's prison issue.
Because we were talking about the debtor's prison quite a bit last night. The idea that...
Last night or last
not
week?
Last night, last week. You should be free, in my opinion. You should be free to contract your freedom away.
Now, I don't want to get into the arguments right off the bat. I mean, we can comment on this as we go along here, but I'd like to talk about the history of this, just to start off.
Recapping for everyone.
If I'm allowed to take some time with this.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, this is from About.com, from...
Sure, take your time there, Pokey. Please, don't let me rush you.
This is articles from Michael T. Killian, and it's Your Guide to Credit and Debt Management. He's started some articles here, like a series on About.com.
Okay.
Okay, so he starts off with saying, does history repeat itself? I suspect it does. It may take on a different appearance, but its essence oftentimes does come full circle. Though credit was first used in Assyria, Babylon, and Egypt 3,000 years ago, an article at Newsweek MSNBC suggests early civilizations had far higher interest rates and crueler punishments for failing to repay loans than we have today.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that in Athens, for example, enslaving debtors was common practice, but was eventually seen as impractical as the farming class all fell into debtor's slavery.
Yeah.
The outcome was that no crops were grown, resulting in no one having anything left to eat. The Babylonians' Code of Hammurabi set rates at 33%, but the Roman Emperor Constantine set a much lower rate at 12.5%. Then the church went on a crusade against usury. Meanwhile, selling forgiveness in the form of plenary indulgences for those who have with money to pay for it. Regardless, the Magna Carta placed limits on interest in 1215. With Christians restricted by usury laws, it fell to the Jews to act as the primary money lenders in Europe. The resulting stereotype of Jews was immortalized in Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice. Anti-Semitism during this period was rampant. England's Edward I forbade Jews to exact usury. What a shame anti-Semitism never ended after that.
Usury is the process of giving loans, correct?
Right.
Well, I mean, high rates on loans.
Okay.
Right. It's any interest whatsoever.
Okay. I would say that it's a negative term regarding loaning money and getting interest on it.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. At that time, I think it referred to any interest whatsoever. Now it would probably be more common to be applied to high interest rates.
It's the practice of lending money and charging the borrower interest, especially at an exorbitant or illegally high rate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the first advertisement for credit was placed in 1730 by Christopher Thornton, who offered furniture that could be paid off weekly.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1752...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, in 1752, Britain tried to forbid the New England colonies from issuing bills of credit. Ironically, colonists ended up financing the revolution with the same bills that Britain so despised, along with a flood of hyperinflationary paper money. But use of a form of credit continued. From the 18th to the 20th century, tallmen sold clothes in return for small weekly payments. They were called, tallymen. They were called tallymen because they kept a record of tally of what people had bought.
Like, come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana?
Maybe.
Well, not precisely. Okay. The tallyman, the guy there would be the foreman counting the amounts of bananas you've cut.
So we're going through the history of loans, if you will, and debt, I guess, throughout the world.
Right.
And we're getting closer towards, we're now getting into what, colonial American times?
Yes.
So we'll find out where all this is going. We're talking about debtor's prison eventually here. And you can dial in 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You dial in, take control, bring up anything. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manley.
It's the Monday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. And, of course, we do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. Of course, the Saturday show, which is live as well, from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern. And tonight, Manwich, we've decided that we're doing a voting drive.
It's a telethon. It's the Free Talk Live telethon, baby. Because in April, we didn't realize how important it was for us to get out there at the beginning of the month and pound for votes.
Well, I didn't realize that Podcast Alley was going to be as popular as it turned out.
I thought our listeners who got us to number one in March were just going to go ahead and do, you know, I was just counting on them to go ahead and do it again, and they didn't. So we are number one, thanks to the six people who, during the last segment, came on and did it. But we need to solidify that number one base, because there are other talk shows out there, and they're doing the same thing. They're pounding for votes, right, and we need it. So Free Talk Live needs those the publicity that comes from being number one on PodcastAlley.com.
Here's the bottom line. If you're online right now, you have friends. You got your buddy list open. Maybe you need to
tell
some friends about this great show you're listening to. They need to get on to freetalklive.com. They need to vote. You know, tell them to vote and tell them to tune in the show.
I do it to all 200 people on my list, you know, from my Yahoo list. So I do it.
So if you go to freetalklive.com, right underneath the What's New section is going to be a news item about Podcast Alley and the voting being reset with all the steps that you need to go through. It takes you less than a minute to vote.
It really will
talk
take
about
in a minute.
And it will do us. I mean, it will help us get into the news, you know, get news features and things like that on us throughout
it
the month. Which is good because that means that more people will find Free Talk Live, more radio stations will add Free Talk Live, and we can spread the message of freedom and liberty far and wide. We are talking about debtors, debt in America and debtors' prison, and I do want to get back into this, but we do have Al on the line in Texas. Al, who is calling in via the Internet. Al, have you voted for Free Talk Live yet today?
No, sir, but I think I will do that right as soon as we get off the telephone.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very
Fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. No, basically, I just wanted to talk. I was watching the History Channel the other day, and first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on a statement that you made the other day when you were talking about how ineffective centralized government control is.
Sure.
I believe you're absolutely correct on that point. And, you know, my experience in, you know, over 20 years in government is certainly proved to me beyond a reasonable doubt that government is just incapable of taking on these monumental tasks that they try to take on. And when they do try and take on those tasks, they inevitably screw them up.
You're absolutely right. And the interesting part is people tend to think that, okay, even though they've seen all this evidence of government just screwing things up royally, as you put it, Al, even though they've seen evidence after a piece of evidence that this is the case, they just imagine that government must be doing something good somewhere.
You know, isn't that the truth? You are absolutely, you know, I don't think people could really imagine just how truly screwed up government is. And, you know, I guess just a little investigation on the point would like lead them to the FBI case where all the, like 100 cases, they had some gal in there, she was just, you know, flubbing up all the evidence in over 100 cases that the FBI was bringing forth.
Wow.
And the number one FBI official, the number one scientist in the FBI crime lab, I mean, this guy came out and spilled his guts. I mean, this is a very eloquent, very highly educated individual. And he came out and just really, you know, raked the FBI over the coals over the fact that, I mean, they basically, you know, jiggered up the outcomes of all these cases, over 100 cases. And this gal got charged with one crime, whereas if it would have been you or I who'd done it, we'd have been charged with 100 crimes.
You better believe it.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how they make fun of Cletus and Roscoe, you know, the local sheriff in the small town.
Yeah.
But, yeah, honestly, they dispense better law enforcement, to my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that. And I just wanted to touch a little bit on the Columbine affair because I was watching the History Channel.
Okay.
And, I mean, it was unbelievable what I saw on there. It took the cops 3.5 hours to finally go into the building. I mean, the first officer that was responding, like, traded a couple of shots with those homicidal maniac kids
right
there, and then he just stands outside and waits. The
waiting for Dunkin' Donuts to swing by. With,
they're just standing out there, you know. And I mean, you know, you would think that they would teach these folks a little bit of courage and personal initiative in these academies, but obviously they don't. And then what happens?
Well, there is no initiative. I mean, there's no reason
they teach
for a
them
cop
CYA.
To go, right. There's no reason for a cop to go running into a firefight.
Well,
he's just going to get his ass shot.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's all self-serving.
They don't get bonuses for saving people's lives or anything like that. So, what's the rush to get to the bank robbery? What's the rush to get to the you know, the person's house who's calling because there's a criminal possibly breaking into their breaking and intruding into their home?
You know, I think that's really the idea. And anyway, what happened on the History Channel episode was the library door was open. It was propped open. Those kids were just shooting these other students that were in the library, and they heard them yelling. They were shooting them. The cops, the SWAT, they were all right outside the library door. They were all there. Nobody went in.
Jeez.
Nobody went in for 3.5 hours.
Exactly.
I mean, for goodness sakes. I mean, let me tell you something. I mean, just, you know, anybody who has any feeling of humanity. I mean, I would have just had to just rush in there myself. I mean,
same,
you know,
here.
I mean, you know, if you have any feeling of...
And, of course, the cops would prevent you from doing that. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Great call, Alan. Great points, and thank you in advance for voting for Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Much appreciated. 1-800-259-9231. It's voting night on Free Talk Live. You go to freetalklive.com right now, and right there underneath the What's New section, right there at the top of the page, you'll see the link to Podcast Alley.
And we'll go straight to content if we get 10 votes during the break.
More coming up. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And, man, which apparently you're going to be singing possibly next hour. Is that right? Did you say something about that during the break?
If we...
Manwich sings Sinatra. Coming up.
If we don't have, if we aren't 50 votes over Drew and whatever the hell their names are,
don't need to mention them.
D&D idiots over there.
That's not nice.
It's not.
We don't know if they're idiots.
I don't know. I don't know anything about them, quite honestly. But you know, it's not my job to be nice to them. If, anyway, I was just threatening to sing if we weren't 50 votes over.
Well, it's the beginning of the month. That's what we're doing here, Manwich. This was your idea, and I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
To basically have the Free Talk Live voting drive. There is PodcastAlley.com, probably arguably the number one podcast website out there. And we are a podcast.
Not arguably. It's inarguably the number one.
Well, we are a podcast here on Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what some in the podcast community may say, because there are some that say, you're not a podcast, you're a radio show that happens to have its audio files on the internet. No, sorry, we're a podcast because...
We podcast.
Yeah, it's a medium to deliver content to listeners.
And if you don't like that... Fine, just talk about it in your blogs. You know, just post all over the place about how
Mention
much
Free
you don't
Talk
like
Live
us.
Everywhere. Well, the fact is, podcasting, although it doesn't, I mean, there's a lot of people doing it. There's not nearly as many people doing it as it's getting press. You know, the press is on it is huge because it's brand new and it's
right.
something people haven't figured out. And so, consequently, if you know, the press goes to the number one pod site, you know, site for
podcast
rating,
Alley.
Yeah, rating these things, podcastalley.com, and Free Talk Live is sitting at the top of that, it's huge for us because we're trying to get on in every single market so that we can spread
right.
the word, yeah. you know, the message of liberty.
Whereas we are a professional and syndicated radio show, which a lot of the podcasts are like, oh, it's their radio show, they're not a podcast.
Well,
which, there's an article, by the way, if you're in the media, there's an article right there for you. But
yeah, that's a good
but
idea.
Beyond that, you know, while we are a syndicated radio show, we're not huge, you know.
So vote now. Your vote yeah. is so important.
Make us huge.
Free Talk Live free.
And we should have set. I believe I've set something up that will work. If you just go to vote.freetalklive.com, it should take you right to where you need to be. Otherwise, just go to freetalklive.com, and it's right there, the first thing on the mm-hmm. What's New list. So, Johnson, do we have time to just kind of get into any of this
yeah,
debt thing?
Let's continue.
More history on debt
yeah,
in America?
Yeah, let's blast through that a little bit this year. Okay, so we were just talking about the tally men. Kept a record tally of what people bought. That was in the 18th to 20th century. Then, according to Newsweek MSNBC, President Andrew Jackson crusaded against the National Bank in the 1820s, seeing it as an elitist vehicle for corruption. After the
he was right about that.
After the Civil War, the whole country felt shaky about using paper money as legal tender instead of notes backed by gold or silver. It took 30 years to settle on our current currency. But concerning credit, the Federal Reserve Bank implemented a policy of easy credit in the 1920s that prolonged the boom years, but also heightened the crash of 1929. And in 1950, when the first Diners Club charge card was issued to 200 friends for use at 14 restaurants in New York, the credit card issuer had no idea that 45 years later, more than 90% of all U.S. transactions would be
wow.
done electronically.
Is that where it came from?
Yep.
The Diners Club?
Yep, he just figured it would be an easy way to avoid embarrassment when he was short of cash.
Now, I've seen Diners Club accepted in so many places. I've never seen a Diners Club since my Uncle Rod whipped one out.
I've never even heard of it.
It's been 20 years.
Till tonight. 800-259-9231. More about debt, your calls about anything. This is your show. And don't forget to vote at vote.freetalklive.com.